in the world ever became a Sweet Jane. She lost her sparkle, you know she isn't the same. Living on Reds, vitamin C and cocaine, all a friend can say is ain't it a shame.
Trucking up the Buffalo, been thinking you got to mellow slow. It takes time to pick a place to go. Just keep trucking on home, home.
Sitting and staring out of the hotel window, gotta tip, they're gonna kick the door in again. I'd like to get some sleep before I travel, but if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in.
Busted down on Bourbon Street, sit up like a bowling pin. Knocked down, it gets to wearing thin. It just won't let you be.
Sick of hanging around and you like to travel. Get tired of traveling, you wanna settle down. I guess I can't revoke yourself trying. Get out of the door, light out and look all around.
Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see. Occurs to me what a long, strange trip it's been. Trucking, I'm going home. Whoa, whoa, baby, back where I belong. Back home, sit down and patch my bones and get back trucking.
You're listening to WAPJ 89.9 FM in Torrington, Connecticut, and the surrounding towns. I'm Pete Cianciolo. This is also, you're listening to Line Around Connecticut. And my guest today is Dan DeVirgilio of the Torrington Lions Club, also District 23B, 2nd Vice District Governor. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Pete. How are you doing today?
Good, good. That was trucking by the Grateful Dead, and the reason I played that was I know you got an event coming up that you want to tell everybody about, and it involves trucks, so go ahead, Dan.
Well, I will do that. It involves more than just trucks, too, Pete. What it's called is Magic Motion. Last year, the Park and Rec Department had an event up at the high school, and a few years ago, the Torrington Lions Club had about 4 years in a row where we ran a Wheels of Wonder, and we're combining this year with the Torrington Municipal and Teachers Federal Credit Union to a three-person team, and we're going to bring magic motion to the kids in this community and the surrounding communities. We're going to be here locally at the Lowell's Lumberyard up on Winstead Road on June 23rd from 11 to 3. And we have the fire department coming from Torrington, Torringford Volunteer Fire Department, with also police cars, a SWAT car, ambulance, maybe even a smokehouse, cement trucks, flatbed trucks, Humvees, motorcycles, and the list goes on. Probably about 40 or 45 trucks and vehicles up there for the kids to get up close with, personal, take a look at them, feel them, get in there, ride them a little bit, and see what's going on.
Wow, 45 trucks, that's a lot.
That's our goal. We're
got the fire trucks coming? Or
fire trucks,
oh, they love that.
Police.
They love all of it, actually. I've been to a few touch of trucks by different, and it's a wonderful way to have a fundraiser, and the kids really just love doing that, and they love jumping up in the front seat of those big trucks and looking down.
They sure do.
I mean, think about how far up you are when you see it. Now, imagine you're a little kid, and multiply that probably 5 times, 10 times.
Oh, it's like
well, 100 times in their head, but, sure. You know.
And speaking of fundraiser, it's actually a free event. Kids and family get in for free. The Torrington Lions Club is going to have a food tent. We'll have hot dogs and hamburgers and soda and water for sale. There will also be someone with a train that the kids could take a ride around the parking lot. There'll be a fee for that, I believe. But there'll be other things there for the kids to do. Like I said, everything to get in is free.
Oh, nice. And that's always good, too, because it's, you know, in this academy, when you can do things to for the community and also to raise a little bit of money for the club and other, you know, that to go towards different projects and stuff like that. Is there any specific project in mind you have with this, or is it going to your scholarship fund, or probably community, just general charities? Or?
Well, the general charities, because you know, we're not specifically designating anything this particular time, but we will have a separate table there and a tent set up for information on how to join Lions Clubs. So if you're interested in or thought about getting involved with a civic group, a nonprofit, to work in the community and help out, this would be a great time to come and meet. There'll be about 10, 15 Lions there. Talk about what we do. Some of the programs we do is to help here at the Senior Center. We do eye screenings once a month. And it's a great time for people who are not sure if they're having issues with their eyes. And we could do a couple of quick checks there. Our Low Vision Center will has information and technology and instruments that they could take home and use if they're not able to see that well, magnifiers, things also to put on their stoves or equipment so they can see the numbers. So if you really want to get more involved and find out what we do, stop down, talk to a few people, we'll have some brochures and information, and have some fun at the same time.
Wonderful. Now, the Torrington Lions Club was organized in November 30th, 1925.
That's correct.
What? We're going on how many years now?
80 plus years. 85 that, almost.
That's a long time to be in the community doing doing different things to serve the community. What are some of the things recently that you've done to help out people in this town?
Well, let's just go back a little bit. You remember the floods in 55?
Yep.
While our club was out there helping clear debris and trees and houses from the river and areas way back then. Recently, we do things up at the Goshen Fair. We have a steak and corn on the cob booth. We use that money for our scholarships. We send three or four scholarship, $1,000 for the kids here at the local high school. Next year, we're actually going to conclude it to Alva Wilka Tech. About 12 years ago, which kind of gave us our signature on our club, we decided as a group, we shared a vision to get one Fidelco guide dog, which is about $20,000, for someone here in the community. And it took us about a year. We actually had Gina Oriema come up as our keynote speaker. And we were able to place that dog with someone here in Torrington. And that person went from non-employed, kind of an introvert, to able to move out of the state, get a girlfriend, get a full-time job, basically change his life forever. And from that point on, we've done things like help at the Senior Center. We do flowers and gifts for birthdays at all the convalescent homes in the area. And the residents there, they love it. We go in there and we sing happy birthday with balloons and flowers. We also help out the Low Vision Center, which is located in New Britain, and we also have a branch here in Torrington. Our scholarship fund, like I said, we do four scholarships a year. We have a golf tournament that's specifically designated just for that. That's coming up on August 20th. It'll be up here at in a local golf course. Information will be out shortly on that. And we have our car show coming up at September 14th. It's a Friday night right down here, downtown Torrington. And we're up to like 140, 150 cars, and it's a great night out. And a matter of fact, I think you might be our DJ that night.
Just possibly.
Possible.
I will be. They've already asked and I've already committed again.
Great.
And I have a good time. And this year, sadly, I'm going to, as part of that great time was Marianne and the lion suit running around. And
that's right.
So when I play the lion sleeps tonight, that night. I'm sure there's going to be a tear in my eye and a few other Lions hanging around. And if you see people start breaking down crying in the Lions Club, you'll know why. Because she was just a huge part of this community, and I know she did not just Marianne, it was a lot of Lions, but everybody. She was just so special, and she was just so, you know, she did so much. I mean, she was always one of those members of your club that whenever you asked to do something, she picked up the ball and went with it. And but I remember her. Well, I remember her from a kid because I was friends with her son, who's a Torrington firefighter, and so I knew her, and I knew her husband, who predeceased her. Oh, and he was a Lion. I grew up on that end of town, on the East End, and they were just a huge part of this community. They really were, from not just Lions Club being a part of the fire department, the Torrington Volunteer Fire Department, and Mark, who's a Torrington firefighter, and just all the stuff that they've done. And it just that particular night was always fun, because I'd always play Lion Sleeps Tonight, and Marianne would be running up around with the lion suit and having a good time.
What you're talking about is Marianne Hilpert, who recently passed away, a longtime member of our club here in Torrington, her and her husband. And when we talk about Fidelco Guide Dog Foundation, she's one of those special people, because Fidelco Guide Dogs, they need people to take these dogs home and socialize them, bring them out to the community, bring them out to the stores, restaurants, family. So we can see if they can operate with someone who is visually impaired or blind. And she had raised over 14 guide dogs. And I believe, not sure exactly the number, but at least 10 of them were placed with someone. And that's pretty special, because you're talking about spending anywhere from a year to 14 or 15 months with these dogs. And she did it religiously, worked with these dogs, socialized them, helped train them. And, you know, you have to give the dog up after that period of time. That's not easy, because the dog's a puppy, and it's easy to get attached to a puppy. And then when the puppy's pretty much ready to be an adult, you might say, you have to kind of say goodbye, like your child is going off to college somewhere. And it's a tough thing to do, but she did it 14, 15 times. And she did that well before she even became a Lion. So she was a Lion a long time ago, even though she actually wasn't inducted into our club.
Right. That's just, that's an amazing thing. And I know a few other people, and they all say, every single person I know who has a Fidelco dog said, that's the toughest part. And if you can't get over that the first time, you know, you'll know you won't volunteer and go get another one. But I also know a few people that they're on their fourth, fifth, or sixth dog. And, Marianne did. I knew she did over 10 somewhere. I didn't realize it was 13 or 14. Yeah. So it's 13, 14 times she's put herself through those. Not just did the training, she put herself through those emotions that go with it. But she was just a wonderful woman, and it was she was a Lion. And we're Knights of the Blind, because when here, oh my God,
here at Beecher Stowe.
Here at Beecher Stowe.
No, not quite.
There you go.
I give it another try. Go ahead.
All right. When Helen Keller, it was the age thing, and and Harry Beecher Stowe is also from around here, but nothing to do with Lions. Helen Keller went and spoke at an international convention in the 1920s and charged Lions to be Knights of the Blind.
Correct.
And we've taken it seriously ever since. I know the white cane that you see blind people walking around was invented by a Lion. We support Fidelco, Chris Radio, Low Vision Centers. We're on the boards at UConn and Yale for Eye Research Foundation, Connecticut Lions Eye Research Foundation, known as CLERF. There's just so many aspects of Lion. And then there's white in your community. Like you said, in the 1955 flood, you were out there helping pick up debris. I know recently, a couple weeks ago, there was members of your club down at the Torrington Armory for the homeless connection. And about a month or so, a month and a half ago, you were down at the Armory again doing eye screenings for the
veteran stand down,
helping out Fish with that one. And it just goes on and on. I know you were recently, over the last couple of years, helping out people that couldn't repair their homes, helping them out with that.
Yeah, we have a home health program, which one of our members, Nancy, put together, where we'd go out to a home and they might minor repairs, maybe fix a fence, do some landscaping, gardening, trimming some trees that are too close to the house, things like that, small little paint jobs, repairing a deck. Some of these people who are single, widowed, or couples. It doesn't really matter. People just can't get out and do it. It's tougher nowadays. And sometimes the money is always a big deal. We're able to do that as well. We always help out at Christmas Village here in town every year. We make donations to Copark every year. And the nice thing the last couple of years, we're really getting more involved with the local community, working hand in hand. If you remember last year, a closer event, and I'll talk to you about the stand down in a minute, but we had no power in October.
Right.
With that freak snowstorm that just kind of like...
Christmas and Halloween, I call it.
Unbelievable time. Well, the mayor, Ryan Bingham, sent me an email and said, Dan, you guys had done a trunk or treat where we have the cars opened up in the parking lot and the kids walk by and they get candy out of the back of our trunks or our trucks in a parking lot safe environment, not walking around the streets. Free event. Just come out and have a good time. Everybody's dressed in costume. We did that for a couple years. So when I got this email on Tuesday, and Mayor Ryan wanted to do it on Saturday. He says, Mayor, we have a couple of days. Well, I know we could get it done. Well, thanks to his staff, working with the Park and Rec Department and our Lions, we were able to have 19 cars in 3 days to be in a closed-off area up at the high school. But the request was so immense that we actually had another 15, 16 cars outside the designated area, also giving out candy. We had to send some people out to get more candy from the local community stores and pharmacies and stuff to bring more candy in. We estimate, and I think you were there, over 5,000 people from around the community, not just Torrington, from around the community, came in and got free candy and items. It was a wonderful event.
That took away pretty much that storm pretty much took away hot for Halloween for the kids, and all of a sudden... Wow, and it got a lot of coverage in the press and the paper. I saw it on Channel 3. They talked about it, and they talked about it before it happens, which is why you had all those people show up.
I think so.
But that's not a bad thing. I mean, this is what we do. We're here to serve the community, and to put a smile on a child's face is just worth every second of it. And we're going to get back to you in a minute. Right now, we're going to go to the Woodbury Lions Club. They're going to talk briefly about their car show coming up next week. And also, right after that, I'm going to play Jeff Pritchell. He's coming to the Terryville Country Fair this year, and he's going to be bringing along a special guest named Jay Giles. So, so you're going to hear what you're going to hear from the Woodbury Lions Club, and you're going to hear from Jeff Pritchell.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Come to the Woodbury Lions Club's 34th Annual Car Show. Sunday, June 3rd at Hollow Park in Woodbury, Connecticut. Starting at 9 a.m., rain or shine. Over 30 categories for judging with trophies for the top cars in each class. Admission is $10 per car, $5 per walk-ins. All proceeds benefit the Woodbury Lions Club Scholarship Fund. Sunday, June 3rd at Hollow Park in Woodbury, Connecticut. The 34th Annual Woodbury Lions Car Show.
Tell me why I ain't been feeling right. Every time I wanna love you, you wanna fuss and fight. But baby, it's only the truth. Like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. Well, the time seems like forever since we've been apart. My whole world's upside down, you broke my aching heart. But baby, it's only the truth. Like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. Well, I'm afraid of what's come over me. I don't know what to do. You haven't got an explanation for the pain you put me through. Well, I guess you think it's funny, I think it's funny too. that only guys with money could wrap their arms around you. But baby, it's only the truth. And like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. You haven't got an explanation for the pain you put me through. Well, I guess you think it's funny. I think it's funny too, that only guys with money could wrap their arms around you. But baby, it's only the truth. Like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. Like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. Yes, like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth.
All right, that's Jeff Pritchell, who's going to be at the Terryville Lions Country Fair. That will be in August. Also, we have Lions for Lorenzo tonight, the benefit dinner dance. I talked about it last week. It's at Casamia at Mount Carmel at 7 p.m. Briefly, it's about a kid with developmental disabilities, and he goes to school in New Hartford, and he lives in the Hartford community, and the Hartford Diversity Lions Club has taken on a commitment to raise $150,000 for that family. Because they have to change their entire structure of their house in order to meet his needs, and it's a large undertaking, and they wonderfully just started to get some people in construction to start helping out with the project. That's going to reduce some of the clauses. This dance is going to be able to help them meet their goal, and they're working feverishly around that community and in that area, and Lions have stepped up to the plate to help them out to get them what they need. There's just so much adaptive equipment. They have to have a new vehicle to drive around in because of his mobile wheelchair and different things. So that will be tonight at Casamia. It's the Lions for Lorenzo benefit dinner dance at Mount Carmel at 30 Old Robert Street, East Hartford, Connecticut. If you're in that area, please try and make it out there. Also, next week will be the on Saturday, June 2nd, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Brody Park in West Hill Road, New Hartford. The New Hartford Lions Club has their annual flea market, so please show up to that. That's always a fun time. And their proceeds benefit their local charities. Also, this weekend, actually started last night over in Burlington, they have the Burlington Lions Carnival. Yes, that's the Burlington Lions Carnival. Right at Route 4 and Library Lane. When you're driving up Route 4 and you look to the left-hand side, there's over near towards the, when you're coming from Torrington and you're driving up Route 4, you look on the left-hand side when you come around the curve past Cumberland Farms there and you see a big carnival. That goes to support, that's the Burlington Lions Club running that, and it supports their Burlington Lions Club charities. And then they do a ton of stuff in that community. Also, they wanted you to know on June 9th, the Bell for Education Fund, they're going to be involved in there's a Johnny Cake Mountain Music Festival that weekend, and they're going to be involved in that with the manning one of the booths for food and stuff. But the what they do in the community, they do a ton of stuff. Briefly, I know they run the entire rec basketball league, and they do a lot with sports boosters at Lewis Mills and at Harbor Middle School and stuff in town, and they're really actively involved in that community, and they do some wonderful stuff just like everybody else. Also on Tuesday, down in Winston at 12 o'clock at the old Greenwoods over by the college at the old Greenwoods building. There's going to be a Red Cross blood drive by the Winston Lions Club. And Dan, briefly, we've got a few minutes, so we'll go back to you, and you can sum up everything in, that's going on in Torrington for everybody.
Sure. Well, I'm going to get back to the magic motion for trucks. We're still looking for some additional trucks. If you have a business or you know someone who has a truck that they'd like to bring up, you could contact Brett at the Park and Rec Department. You could contact Nancy Seiler at the Municipal and Teachers Federal Credit Union. You could give me a call at 203-509-3994 at the Torrington Lions Club. If you have any questions, now I'm going to give you our call number here real quick. It's 860-489-9033.
And we'll be here for about another 10 minutes, although the show is going to end in about 4. So it's 860-489-9033. So if you have a question about the Touch a Truck, if you want to donate a truck, or if you want to help out with the Lions Club, or if you want to volunteer, or if you want to just become a member of your local Lions Club, we're here, and we can hook you up with the right club if you're in a different community, or if you're in the Torrington or Winston community, we can directly hook you up. So Anyway, Dan, is there anything else left about Torrington that you want to go over?
I just want to give you a quick rundown. We had the veteran stand down in March 27th, this past March, and it was a great success. We had over 400 veterans, and I want to mention that because this week is Memorial Weekend. Please don't forget to thank a veteran, especially if you see them in uniform. It's okay to walk up to them and say thank you for serving your country. They do a lot, especially people who served in combat zones. Don't forget to do that. Next year, we're going to get involved with the with FISH again, and we're going to help them do the veteran stand down next year in March. It'll be around the 27th, 28th again. It'll be a Wednesday, I believe. So if you have a business that can either donate or offer some medical or information to our veterans, please call me at 203-509-3994 or drop a letter to the local Torrington Lions Club. Call the radio station here at 860-489-9033 and leave a message for Pete. Somehow we'll get back to you. It's very important to do that. It's amazing how much support our veterans, some of our veterans really do need. And if you haven't been a veteran, I am a veteran, so I realize what's going on. So please participate with that. Enjoy your Memorial Weekend here at the Torrington Lions Club. We will be out marching in the parade this weekend. I'm not sure exactly where we'll be, but we're usually next to the Elks. So if you see the Elks, we should be close by. And stop and wave. You'll see our lion out there walk around for the children. And enjoy the weekend.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. You're listening to 89.9 FM WAPJ Torrington, Connecticut. I'm Pete Sanciolo with the Winston Lions Club, 23B, Connecticut. Also, you're listening to Lion Around Connecticut. And this show wouldn't be possible, or any of the shows at WAPJ wouldn't be possible without their sponsors. They are the I.B. and Zena H. Temkin Foundation, Torrington Ford Lincoln, Torrington Ford Lincoln, serving the Torrington area for over 25 years. They're located at 1355 East Main Street and on the web at torringtonford.com. Torrington Savings Bank, offering banking services at 129 Main Street, 635 Main Street, 235 Dibble Street, and four other area locations. www.torringtonsavingsbank.com. T&M Building Company, builders of homes in Torrington and throughout the region, on the web at tnm.com. Tosi Brothers Tires, located at 143 East Main Street in Torrington, and on the web at tosibrothers.com. Serving Litchfield County since 1924 with a selection of tires and offering tire service including rotation. No appointment necessary. 860-496-2080. Charlotte Hungerford Hospital in Torrington at 540 Litchfield Street, on the web at charlottehungerford.com. Nutmeg Conservatory for the Arts, located at 58 Main Street in Torrington, a private nonprofit classical ballet school with training programs for the talented and gifted students, on the web at nutmegconservatory.org. Dr. Avery Jenkins at the Center for Alternative Medicine, offering primary care, chiropractic, acupuncture, and nutrition treatment for all of Litchfield County, on the web at www.averyjenkins.com. VNA Northwest Incorporated, 607 Bantam Road, Suite F, Bantam, Connecticut, providing home care and hospice to residents of Northwest Connecticut, on the web at vnaw.org. Minutemen Press, located at 913 East Main Street, 913 East Main Street here in Torrington, offering printing and design for innovations, postcards, business forms, marketing materials, and more. 860-496-7525 or on the web at www.minutemantorrington.com. Now I'm going to switch you over to the other Pete over in Hartford at WWH for the Morning Jazz Show.